Hi, Craig James, with a look at the financial events that will be making the news over the coming week. Well, Australia, there's an absence of top shelf or tier one economic data in the coming week. Probably the most interest will be in the gauges of consumer confidence, because then we'll be able to get reaction to the budget. So we've got the weekly reading of consumer sentiment. That happens on Tuesday, and the monthly reading yesterday happens on Wednesday. In terms of economic data, probably most interest will be in the dwelling starts figures that will be coming out on Wednesday. That'll give us an idea of how quickly activity is winding down in the housing sector. And the other thing to watch out for over the coming week, as it probably always is the case, is Reserve Bank events. We've got speeches by key Reserve Bank officials over Wednesday and Thursday. And we've also got the Financial Stability Review out on Friday. The Reserve Bank is making some cryptic signals about whether interest rates are likely to be cut in coming months. Perhaps we'll get a little bit more information from the Reserve Bank when, you know, should we look at those events over the coming week. In terms of the United States, there's another hodgepodge of economic data that is going to be released over the coming week. Probably the standouts in terms of data is the inflation readings out of the United States. So we've got the consumer price index coming out on Wednesday, the producer prices coming out on Thursday, a measure of trade prices, export and import prices, they're coming out on Friday. Inflation very much controlled at present, as it is right the way across the globe, but we'll be watching those indicators nevertheless. In terms of China has also inflation figures for the month of March. That's coming out on Thursday, and then the trade figures coming out on Friday. We may get some sense about how quickly China is recovering from the recent slowdown. And the other thing to watch out for over the coming week in terms of US events is the minutes of the last Federal Reserve meeting. And that was the meeting where they decided to effectively leave interest rates on hold for all of 2019. As is always the case, we'll be watching new developments with Brexit, and hopefully we'll start to get a resolution of the US-China trade talks. We'll be watching out for that over the coming week also.